By the late 1800s, most locations in this country had access to rail services. There might still be a short buggy or wagon ride involved, but it wasn't too far to catch a train. However, that was not the case here, where a train did not arrive until well into the 20th century. We'll visit some wide-open spaces on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The Spanish explorer and Franciscan priest Escalante most likely visited the area of Craig, Colorado in 1776, probably the first European to set eyes on the area. The following decade, more people made their way to what is now Moffat County.
There was a fur trading post in the late 1830s that would have been in Browns Park, the extreme northwest portion of this county, and that attracted, of course, all kinds of people. It was a great spot to winter.
Paul Knowles shares the story from the Museum of Northwest Colorado in the city of Craig. While furs were important, something else brought large numbers of people here.
Gold was discovered in Hans Peak in the early 1860s and then kind of developed in the late 1860s. Early and mid-1870s is where that really took off, and that became really the biggest population center in northwest Colorado.
By the 1880s, people were coming for the ranching, setting up homesteads to raise cattle and sheep.
The railroad did not arrive into today's Moffat County until 1913. In fact, the reason it's called Moffat County was David Moffat, who built the railroad. But that's really late when you're talking about a railroad access into a place like this. And so you had big cattle drives coming out of here trying to make it to the nearest railheads.
And to access those rail lines before 1913 could require nearly a 100-mile overland trip.
A lot of really cool stories of people just blown away that they're still riding stagecoaches in the teens. And that went on for a while. Even though the railroad arrived, you still weren't able to access a lot of these remote places. So the horse-drawn stagecoach went on for another, even maybe 15 years in some areas.
The Museum of Northwest Colorado covers history dating back thousands of years to the first Native Americans, all the way through the early gold and cowboy days to current ranching history. Traveling the countryside in Moffat County, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.